It's okay to enjoy something and still be glad it's over. Welcome back to Unsaid Words, or welcome if you're new. I'm your host, Nadia, and today we're talking about, well, you see the title. I can't really put it into one or two words, but today's unsaid word is, how can we enjoy something and still be glad it's over? I find this to be true whenever I go on vacation and I'm like, yes, my vacation was great. Wherever I was, it was amazing, but I find this longing for home. And although I had such a great vacation or such a great time, however long it was, I am ready to get back to that familiarity or just the mundane things that come with being at home. Your own bed, your routine, whatever it may be. I also find that whenever I go on vacation, I always have this wanting to start afresh when I get back. I always find myself making a little note in my notes app or writing something down of how I'm going to implement all these great new things that I may not have had the same motivation to do if I didn't leave. I don't really know what that is that makes me and maybe us have this sort of new feeling, like vacation kind of renews us, because anytime I come back from vacation, I feel this new just sense of drive. And honestly, I love a good vacation for that, because sometimes you really do just need a reset and just a removal from your everyday environment. Being in a different space can really bring about new ideas. Just that new environment, it really gets me inspired. I don't know if it's just me, but or if that's like weird, but it really does. Anyway, I think that there's something really beautiful about this desire to get home, even when we're somewhere so beautiful or somewhere that we've enjoyed so much, because it's a true expression of the gratitude that we have towards our space that we may not have expressed without being removed from that. But how privileged are we to have something to want to come back to? Off the vacation tip, though, I think that the same can be said for relationships, and not just romantic ones. I mean, friendship ones as well. You can get to a place in a friendship or relationship where there may not be any harm done or any particular bad reason for an ending, but you know that it has to end, and it doesn't take away from the experience or even the goodness of it, but you know that it has to end for you to walk into new and be glad because of it. Like, although this was enjoyable, in order for me to walk into the new, I have to let this go. And besides my examples, it's truly just knowing that some things have to end for better to begin. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know the episodes are short, but Unsaid Words is my personal thoughts expressed in a podcast episode. It's things that I think about and have never put to words or have never heard put to words by another person. So some episodes may be longer than others, especially ones that are more personal to me or topics that I'm going through as I'm recording them will obviously be more long-winded and a little bit more personal. But I hope you guys enjoyed this one. This is something that I feel often, and I just wanted to make an episode about it. I hope you enjoyed it, though. If you've listened to the podcast before, you already know the drill. It's new episodes every Friday on or around 3 p.m. EST. It's sometimes a little later, so I won't lie to y'all. But you can follow the podcast on Instagram at unsaidwords_pod. It's the same on YouTube, and you can follow both of those for behind-the-scenes clips, episode updates, funny videos, motivating reels and shorts, all of the things. Subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast and leave a review or comment. It helps so much. I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.